You're listening to The Daily Traditionalist with Matthew Heidmark at RadioArian.com.
Comrades, this is your host of the Daily Traditionalist, Matthew Heimbach, and I'm joined today by Mr. Jason Augustus. Jason, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, Mr. Heimbach.
Doing fantastic.
Fantastic.
All right. Well, I like it. High energy here. Lots of things going on in the world. I want to start off with a story that I think is pretty interesting, that gun sales are down, which, you know, is kind of a sad thing to see. But ever since Donald Trump has been elected, gun sales are significantly down because there isn't the threat to the Second Amendment. And I think that's an interesting thing, you know, for us. Of course, there's a lot of jobs tied up in terms of guns. And I always think, whether it's hunting or self-defense, it's an important thing for us to be able to protect ourselves. But we already have a large amount of weapons in America, nearly enough for every single person. But I'm not going to be happy till there at least is one gun in America for every person. But, it really is the change in the culture, the perception. Of course, most gun buyers are white. Of course, people of every ethnicity buy firearms. But we are the number one purchasers of firearms overwhelmingly. You know, I've been to plenty of gun shows in my life, and a lot of white faces there. But kind of this feeling that things are getting better, that the guns aren't going to be taken away under a Trump administration. But I think there's a deeper problem here when this demonstrates a psychological shift within white America of thinking things are okay. And I think that's really dangerous when it comes to thinking that Donald Trump is somehow truly going to make America great again, that there are the concerns that, you know, issues like immigration, even if the wall gets built, even if immigration laws are enforced, when it comes to citizens who are already here, depending on ethnicity, we're still going to be a minority when it comes to the destruction of our currency. The Federal Reserve has had over 100 years to loot and destroy our currency, stolen trillions of dollars from hardworking Americans. That's not going to be fixed unless he gets rid of the Federal Reserve and nationalizes the production of our currency. And, it really is, if we see with the Republicans, their new Ryan Care that they're putting forward to replace Obamacare is absolutely abysmal when it comes to what's going to happen, especially to the working class in areas that heavily rely on Medicaid and things like that. It's especially the elderly, allowing huge increases, rate increases for insurance for the elderly, which is going to make it unaffordable for a lot of people, which then means if they have to go to the ER, of course, they're not getting preventative treatments, then they're going to end up not being able to pay. Someone's going to have to pay. It's going to raise costs for everyone. But the companies are able to charge more money, and eventually the taxpayer is going to have to subsidize it anyway. It's still going to come out of our pockets when people are sick and they need treatment. So, you know, I want to start off today by talking with you, Jason, about this issue of I think this is just one indicator to show of why Donald Trump's election is kind of putting some white people back to sleep. And that's a pretty dangerous thing when it comes to our people, because a lot of the problems just cannot be fixed. No matter how great Donald Trump wanted to do every campaign promise he promised, he's not going to be able to truly fix things. And our system is too far gone to really be salvaged. So I want to know your thoughts on that.
Well, I wish I could even speculate on what the average white person in this country thinks about anything at this point. I mean, I've never understood their perspective. I don't know if a lot of the listeners know, but I was called a racist faggot. That is just beyond me. And I was called this by the average white person, the average white Trump voter. So they don't know where they stand on anything. I think, honestly, they're just as confused as they've always been, and they're just not being led properly. Maybe they are becoming too complacent. Maybe they are being put back to sleep by the Trump thing, but they were never getting woke. They were never woke. They're just they're just kind of drones. I mean, no, Trump is not the hope for them. You know, it gave them like a wink of what might be construed as a solution. But I maintain that national socialism is the only solution to any of this, and that Trump doesn't hurt or hinder in any way. He's only opened doors, and he's just made our talking points a little more palatable to the average white.
Well, you know, it's something that we're definitely going to have to keep, pushing on with. And, you know, the Republicans are not going to bring us salvation from these issues. They cannot do it. They are in the pockets of the Zionists. They are in the pockets of the Jewish bankers. They are in the pockets of the capitalist class. The Republicans are not our friends. They are not our allies. They're worse than the left in many respects, because it misdirects and misguides so many good-hearted, nationalist-minded white people into thinking that, oh, we're gonna do this Republican thing, and you might be able to get scraps off their table, but we can't trust them to actually stand for us. I mean, what are your thoughts? I mean, we've talked about it before, but what are your thoughts in regards to the conservatives? I really think they're worse than the left. At least the left is honest and says, I want to genocide you. I want to make your kids learn this homosexual propaganda. I want to kill your unborn babies. I want to destroy the sanctity of marriage. I'm just here to destroy everything. You know, it's like, a burglar comes into your house. It's just like, I'm taking it all. and the Republicans are like the guy that is going to stay for the weekend on your couch and never leaves and eats you out of house and home. But he's like, no, we're bros. We're bros. It's cool. Don't even worry about it. But I would rather just deal with a burglar. At least the burglar is honest. But what do you think of that comparison in regards to the reactionary conservatives versus versus us?
I don't class these things in this way. I don't believe that there is a such thing as a conservative or a liberal. I don't believe that there's a such thing as a Republican or a Democrat. I only believe that there is a such thing as globalists and nationalists and everyone else who's too freaking stupid to see the difference or to know that those are your only two choices, that there is no more political center, whether it's left or right, slightly this way, slightly that way, alt-right, alt-left. There is no alternative. There's only nationalism or globalism.
And nothing to our right but the freaking wall.
Yeah, there's nothing to our right but the wall on that one. I mean, but I'm like, when you hear that these people, the ones that lean more towards the right, they are a little bit more obnoxious to me, being no further to the right than the wall, because they share so much in common with me, but so little at the same time. So I think that's where my disdain for these people actually rests. It's not in, you know, that they're lying to me, because the left is lying to me also. It's just the left is lying more, and I can see it a little bit more in my face.
Well, you know, it's these Republicans. I mean, they really are the worst sort of cowards. They're the worst sort of traitors. And what they put forward, where they lie to our people, and you know, on issues like abortion, you know, they're pro-life, but they're not doing anything to fight against it. When you look at guns and things like that, Ronald Reagan is the one he did amnesty, first of all, in the 1980s. But the 1968 act that he passed restricted our ability to have automatic weapons manufactured after 1986, and a variety of other restrictions on gun owners. The Republicans who, NRA this, NRA that, they've never repealed any of those things. I mean, it's been 3 decades now, and they don't actually do anything. They have these talking points. But at the end of the day, they know where their bread is buttered, and it's buttered with Jewish money and capitalist money. And that's where their real loyalty lies. It's not to the people. It's not to us. It's to their own selfish financial interests. Now, speaking of governments, I love talking about governments, because governments, oh, man, they so many great things going on in the West. Germany, Merkelland, as I like to call it, has now put forward, their justice minister is proposing fines of up to 50 million euros, that's 53 million U.S. dollars, for social networking sites that fail to swiftly remove illegal content, such as hate speech or defamatory fake news. So, of course, they said Russia Today, Sputnik, basically anything that doesn't demonize President Putin or the Russian Federation and go along with the pro-open borders policy of Angela Merkel, is fake news or hate speech. You know, if you're just like, maybe we can have a few less refugees. This welfare state is unsustainable, given the fact these people don't have jobs and don't speak German and have no skills for our economy. I don't know if we can afford this. And nope, hate speech. You get to go to prison. But €50 million, 53 million to possibly fine companies like Facebook, where Facebook is a Jew-run company, a Jew-run company that fights against nationalists left and right, banning pages sometimes that have hundreds of thousands or millions of followers, banning accounts left and right. Facebook is not some secret Nazi hangout. It does the bidding of the left. Mark Zuckerberg has not hidden that at all, that he's a massive supporter of every single left-wing cause possible. But just the simple fact that people are allowed to filter through the cracks in Germany to oppose, the demographic displacement of the German people, that's too much for them. So they want to fine them millions and millions of dollars. So the goyim, no, I don't know what else to say. They're trying to shut this stuff down.
Well, I have nothing but the utmost support and love for our comrades, our nationalist comrades out in Germany who are taking the fight to the system out there, who are putting their freedom and their very lives on the line to fight against this sort of thing. But to the average pacifist German people, I can only ask, are we having fun yet? Are we going to get a bowl of heavy cream, drop some LSD, and welcome the refugees in? Bah, yeah.
Give it to us three cigarettes.
Three cigarettes, 1/2 hour, 2/2 hour.
It's so tragic. What are these people doing? I mean, the same can be said for us in America. I mean, it really can. We've got the worst demographics of any European nation on the planet. Right. The issue is we're just so darn big. You don't see them as often as they do in Europe. But, I mean, you're right. You've got these, like, hipster kids. I was actually reading a news article, I think it was, like, last week, about, like, some rave kids that it was in, like, Amsterdam or something that got, like, beaten as, you know, they were out and about in the city square. And you're right, you know, oh, yeah, let's go, and we're going to have do a bunch of drugs and listen to techno music for 92 hours straight, you know. Like, that's when you really feel the music. And these refugees, you know, Allahu Akbar all over their faces, and, sexually assaulted one of the women, I think, if I recall correctly, and stole their stuff. And, like, you know those kids are still voting for the socialists. You know they're still, oh, you know, they need more programs, you know. That's what they need.
Those poor migrants, they had the sexual emergency, and the government hasn't done anything about it yet.
but they're also feminists. You know, you can't forget that. So, I mean, where does the line go between being a feminist and, going to stand up for women versus the refugees that have sexual emergencies and rape women? I mean, it really is the totem pole of victim and, you know, Nietzschean slave morality of who's the bigger victim. I mean, that's really the question. Europe right now within the mainstream society is a battle of who's the biggest victim.
It's not even that big of a deal about who's the biggest victim anymore. Now it's reduced itself to straight cognitive dissonance. I don't know. You tell me, racist faggot. You know, like, you don't know who's the highest victim anymore. So it's not a race to the bottom for victimhood anymore. Now it's just complete, utter hypocrisy, blatantly in your face, and it doesn't make sense. And it only makes sense if it doesn't make sense.
Say it loud, say it clear. Refugees are welcome here. Oh, no, I want to go to the Christmas market. Oh, no, my family was just run down in a truck. You know, like, come on, people. I mean, it really...
Don't you mean the Happy Holidays market?
I hate Jews. I swear. They do this. At the end of the day, all these things, it all comes down to Jews. I support self-determination for every group of people. No ill will in my heart towards any ethnic group, that I want to be able to see them, to be able to have their own space, to be able to build a future. But boy, Jews are evil.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
Because they poison our people's minds. This cognitive dissonance, they really, truly do that. They tell the youth of Europe that's facing increasing unemployment, an unsustainable welfare state, right? They're going to live worse than their parents did. And there's rape and murder and robbery gangs running around their streets. I mean, they're having riots. You know, the Turks are rioting. And Geert Wilders was calling it out. They're rioting over because they're going to vote in Turkish elections. And in the diaspora, there's millions of Turks throughout Europe. And they're rioting because they basically want to control all of Europe. And, it's being called hate speech to have an elected politician be like, maybe you shouldn't be flying another country's flag and not speak our language and take all of our welfare and then rape our women. Maybe that's not okay. And that's hate speech. And that's what this, like, Facebook thing is trying to do. If you just point out that foreign peoples are, this is not just demographics long term, that we're just going to like gently disappear over time if trends continue. People are dying. People are dying. Like, people are being raped. Women are being sexually assaulted. Children are being trafficked. People are being run down at Christmas markets and at holiday celebrations. They just had to evacuate a couple days ago a German mall because they thought a suicide bomber was going to try and hit it. You can't go to the mall and get like affordably priced shoes anymore in Europe because of the refugee problem, because of the rate of terrorism that exists, the amount of crime that exists. And even if it's not a specific terrorist attack, the crimes against the people go up and up and up. Same thing in Sweden. Oh, Sweden's great. Everything's great in Sweden. Well, what about the drastic increase in crime? Oh, well, I guess what happened is just all the Swedes started a raping, for no reason. Before there were any non-whites here, Sweden was one of the safest places on the planet. But now the refugees are here, just regular Swedes, these blonde-haired, blue-eyed guys just raping everybody. Oh, wait, that doesn't make sense. Maybe it's the foreign peoples we brought into our... Nope, can't say that. Refugees, it's a human right. I mean, I saw there was a protest against the NPD in Germany, and these freaking leftists are saying there's room for everyone. There's room for everyone in Germany? There's what, like 90 million people in Germany? It's the size of like Alabama and Georgia put together. They already have, with current demographic trends due to the high birth rate of non-whites, they'll be over 100 million, with current trends in the next generation. A country that size has room for everyone on the planet? 7.2 billion people, they've got enough room for everybody. But these people, these leftists, do not understand there is not enough room. That even if they were Model A citizens, even if they were the best people coming into Germany, the best, there's not enough money. There's not enough space. European countries are building housing blocks and apartment complexes left and right, and there's not enough space for all these people. But in Britain, I just saw a refugee family is getting to stay in a 6-bedroom home, and a bunch of homeless vets and other homeless British people have been kicked on the streets to make room for refugees. The same thing has happened in Germany. The same thing has happened in these other countries. These leftists have no capacity to understand the fundamental basic flaws of their ideology that are costing people their lives. And it's all the Jews. The Jews are the ones who did this with their mass media, with their control, like this thing with Facebook, trying to shut down dissent. They've done this, and I hate it. Stop taking ecstasy. Stop taking LSD. Stop listening to techno music and go and join the NPD or the Nordic Resistance Movement or Golden Dawn or something, Europe. Come on, like, do something. Oh, no. My God.
No, I don't see any Muslims, I don't see any Jews, but I see this angel dust and this NyQuil and this bowl of heavy cream. Listen, we only have one life and we got to die young.
Good to sit and watch the nightlife. Like,
I mean, that's all these kids, whether it's in Germany or anywhere in Europe or even here in America, they don't care. Everybody's living for themselves and they want to have the moral high ground as long as they're alive. Yeah, it's all YOLO. They want to party it up. They want to die young. It's the same crap we saw in the 1960s with the civil rights thing and the sexual liberation movement and the civil rights. It's just like
it's nihilism is what it is.
Yeah, but I mean, this is history repeating itself just on crack now and instead of cocaine. So it's. That's pretty much just what we're watching here. This is nothing new. This is absolutely nothing new.
I mean, you're right, Jason. And no offense meant to my European comrades for our very bad European accents. But it's the same thing here. Like so many of these. Oh my goodness! Last night I got tagged into a debate on social media, and it was so tiresome. But a bunch of these black metal kids are like, yeah, of course I'm all edgy. Oh, look, I'm rebelling against the system. You're Christian, and attacking Christianity and stuff like that. And being like, we're hardcore, we fight against the patriarchy and white supremacy. Your policy positions are the same as like Lena Dunham. Like your policy positions are the same as Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren. Like, what about you makes you a rebel in any capacity? I think being offensive towards like Christian ladies and having pentagrams stopped being edgy like during the Bush years. It's been a minute, but these kids still think they're rebels, while you know, the youth of Europe, you know, so many of them are coming to nationalism, which is great. But, you know, you've got the ones that go and do the techno raves and whatnot. But here in America, we've got youth that are falling into the, you know, the black metal subculture and stuff like that, that are like, we're violent anti-racists. Like, that's the real rebellion because I'm America. Get out.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the product of living in Vimerica here. We, you know, when I was at my last job, I had a black metal poster on my desk, you know, just sitting there. And one of my coworkers asked me about it and was asking me about Satanism and all that. I guess assuming I was, you know, assuming I was a devil worshiper or something, began, you know, just telling me how cool that is and how it's great that Satanists don't have to be in the closet anymore. And it's you just like. You know, this there was a time, once upon a time, the devil was a bad guy. It's like we live in an inverted reality. Everything good is bad. Everything bad is good.
Yeah, well, I mean, the modern West now is, hey, Satan, why don't you do a line of coke? Yeah. Goes away. As you're driving down the street, yeah, we're going to Prague tonight. For you, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, no,
that's Western civilization is just like doing lines of coke with the devil. That's actually what I'm gonna call my autobiography. I think that's, you know, my description of Western civilization, doing coke with the devil, because that's what it's all about. It's about yourself. It's about feeling good. Forget your people. Forget your nation. Forget your culture. Forget your ancestors that literally died for you to be here. And forget your children, because you're not gonna have children, because you're gonna kill your unborn children and adopt a cat.
Yeah.
Western civilization.
And what you were mentioning before about you know, black metal being the no longer the edgy thing, I've come to realize that Christian deathcore is really it's coming up, and it is legitimately the most edgy genre of the metal and core stuff right now, because a lot of these bands are cutting into homosexuality, they're cutting into Jewry, they're cutting into Islam, and I will tell you, a mere 15 years ago, when Christian death metal was a new thing, everyone was laughing at it like it was pansy. Now everyone's looking at it like this is the most extreme thing that you can possibly do.
Deus Vol.
Yeah, like, it's a really crazy thing. I mean, for me to have witnessed in my lifetime, just that complete inversion.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it really is true. You know, we've talked about it plenty of times, but the most revolutionary thing you can do is love your people and your culture and get married and have kids and go to church. Dude, like, that's the most revolutionary thing in the world. You know?
Helping an old lady with her groceries crossing the street is crossing the Rubicon. You've gone above and beyond at that point.
Well, yeah. Why would you help that old lady? Because
she's not you.
Yeah, she's probably heteronormative, and she probably opposes the LGBTQAXYZ TUV movement. So we need to say. Which, by the way, okay. Goodness gracious, saw this last night.
I know what's coming.
Yeah, I got to bring it up. So two lesbians decided to come forward and say that they were horrifically beaten. Horrifically beaten, that some guy they described looking like Popeye, huge muscles, 6'6", 275 pounds, laid a beat down on them for being lesbians. And I looked at the pictures and I was like, no, maybe a 3'3 guy, you know, like, but these two lesbians, of course, one looks like a boy, a very boyish, dykey looking type. And like an actual femme, which, you know, we reject your heteronormative system, but why is it that one always takes the masculine role and one takes the feminine role? It's almost like that's the natural way of doing things, and you're just parodying it in a bizarre black mass style sort of arrangement, but that's irrelevant. The thing is, they took these pictures, and they're covered with blood! They're covered with blood! It's like Carrie went to prom, they dumped the pig's blood everywhere. Not a bruise! The one girl had like a split in her lip that could have, maybe she's not moisturizing properly. She needs to get some of the some lip balm. But they're covered in blood, no obvious wounds. I don't understand. I mean, it really, they're not even trying anymore. They're not even trying. What probably happened? I'm not saying this is what happened, but what probably happened is maybe a couple, because it described a man and a woman with their two kids. Just beating up lesbians left and right, you know, showing them, teaching them a lesson. First of all, that's never happened in the history of ever. And one of the comments I saw on this, because it was a public post, someone was like, this is fake news. And the person said, well, you know, I think it's real, but even if it isn't, it brings awareness to the fact that things like this happen. Things like this don't, that doesn't happen.
It's like that. But you could imagine what it would be like if it did, though, right? it's like, that's what I see, is just that Chris Farley moment in that movie, I can't recall. They're like, I seen her naked. No, you didn't. No, I didn't. But I know a guy who did.
No, you don't. No.
But you could imagine what it would be like if he did, right?
Is that Billy Madison?
It's one of the, it's either Billy Madison, it's one of those freaking...
But that's what this is! Yeah. I mean, it really is. Like, I'm sorry. First of all, I don't care how gross and disgusting they are. Don't go beat up anybody. Just don't. We all know this. Don't do that. But if that were to happen, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. You know, there's a reason why, you know, the media will bring up a few cases over the course of the past couple of decades. Like here in Indiana, I get questions all the time. Like a former member of the World Church of the Creator who had a psychotic break, like shot two people when I was like a year old, like, or 2 years old. It's been a minute. Wasn't even an active member of the World Church of the Creator at the time. And yet, like, I still have to ask, you know, answer about that. But you don't have, like, when blacks, like, march or do anything, be like, excuse me, question, what about that black guy that murdered that white family yesterday? You know? you don't have that. Excuse me, Mexican guy. Can you explain to me why tens of thousands of people died last year due to Mexican heroin that's flowing over the border? Can you answer for that? No, that's not how it happens. But they pick out the tiniest amount of cases over the span of decades. We're still talking about Emmett Till. Emmett Till! It's been like 80 years. It's been a while. And reminder, did you know that Emmett Till's dad was executed during World War II?
No.
Yeah, he was a rapist. He raped a bunch of Italian girls and then got hung for it. It's kind of a wacky story on that front. But anyway, secondary to the main point, that these lesbians creating fake news. I encourage everyone to look it up. The name on, if you're on social media, let me look up the name real quick. It is Haley Pryor, HaleyPryor, and her girlfriend, Amelia Catherine Allen. Now, don't say any mean comments. Don't do anything threatening. Don't do anything silly like that. But if you're on Facebook, go and look up this post. I want to be able to get some feedback in the comment section with this, because I'm telling you, covered in blood. Covered in blood, no injuries. Wacky how that happens. Fake news. But it's put forward as news. It's put forward as real. Like, we're told these things are real when it doesn't. It did not happen. There is no way it happened like this. You do not, if you are a small little lesbian, you do not get beaten by a guy who's 275 pounds and 6'6", and take pictures of you, like, the next day with zero bruising. Does not happen like that. I don't know what to say. Fake news. Fake Jewish news. But it promotes this agenda, just like the bomb threats that have been going into these synagogues, these supposed bomb threats. Some Alabama congregation got a bunch of evangelical retards to raise $100,000 for their security upgrades. I mean, that's a pretty slick thing. Just call it the threat to yourself and get someone else to pay to renovate your building. But fake news. I don't know with all these threats. The FBI has all these capabilities. They can spy through your phone. They can spy through your TV. They have got things. They can take a drone and shoot a missile up a camel's butt in Afghanistan, if they want to, sitting with a joystick in Nevada. They have these capabilities. Can't find the guy. Can't find the guy. It's funny how we live in an Orwellian police state. Can't find the guy calling in all these bomb threats. But the Jews need $50 million to upgrade all their facilities. It's all a scam. It's all fake news. And by golly, does it just piss me off. But
incidentally, though.
Can't tell you my side of it.
Hey, could I borrow $33 billion in military aid? Incidentally, though.
Goyim, can I have $1 billion for the bus? Story of our lives. They just lie. They're just liars. The Jews have always been liars. They continue to be liars. Their minions are liars because they don't have facts on their side. it just is what it is, but we need to expose these things. And seriously, I want some feedback. Look up the case if you can, and let me know what you guys think. Jason, close us out with the day with your final thoughts. We've got doing lines of coke with the devil. We've got techno music. We've got refugees. We've got fake lesbian hate crimes. Tell me your final thought.
Join nationalist parties. Stop doing cocaine and going to nightclubs and and also, if you're gonna do cocaine, don't do it with NyQuil. And if you're gonna take NyQuil, don't do cocaine. Don't do any of these things.
You'll get a Forrest Whitaker eye going on. That's when you take NyQuil and DayQuil simultaneously. You look like Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, just stop. Just please, please, Germany, please.
Okay. Can I tell you my side of it, though?
Yeah, those are my closing words for the day. Germany, please.
Please stop. Please stop. But comrades, things are marching forward. It's very exciting. And due to social media, that's why the German government wants to shut it down. Because we can expose these lies. We can have rational people who aren't even white nationalists look at the lies, expose them, fight for truth. We are fighting for truth everywhere. And remember, nationalism, faith, family, and folk, really, is the ultimate rebellion against the Jewish system. That's what really makes you a rebel, and that means you're fighting for the right side. So Jason Augustus, thank you so much for being here. And comrades, I'm going to look forward to being here tomorrow. Have a great day, and hail victory!
You've been tuned into The Daily Traditionalist with Matthew Heimbach at RadioArea.com.